From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. A new immigration law signed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis could be creating panic in the state's ag community. FruitGrowersNews.com reports the law requires employers with 25 or more employees to use the E-Verify system to check legal status, and those that don't will be fined $1,000 per day. WPTV in West Palm Beach was told that some farm workers are already too scared to go to work and are considering leaving the state. There are a few bright spots in the latest USDA weekly export sales numbers for the week ending May 11th. AgriMarketing.com reports beef exports were up modestly on the week and larger than average, with Japan, South Korea, and China leading the way. Pork was also above a week ago, with nearly half of that to Mexico. Soybean oil was also higher than the prior week, but lower than average. The House Ag Committee's Appropriations Subcommittee passed its fiscal year 2024 agricultural funding bill, but the National Farmers Union says the legislation includes harmful provisions that would prevent USDA from completing a long-awaited Packers and Stockyards Act rule to protect family farmers and ranchers from abuses by the meat industry. Chris Gibbs, president of Rural Voices USA, says it's hard to watch lawmakers who largely represent rural America gut funding for those same communities.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.